This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Josh Appel is going to join us for a couple hours now, since Crowder's out today. He should be back next week, and Appel will talk a little hockey with him. We got to talk a little Matt Mervis with Josh Appel as well. It's a mixed emotion kind of day. I mean, got a Stanley Cup final to prepare for, but you also got Matt Mervis no longer ever to be part of the Marlins. Although, I guess if you're DFA'd, he could theoretically return to the Marlins, no?
Yeah, if he clears waivers and they assign him to Jacksonville, he could conceivably be called up.
Will he clear waivers, do you think?
Probably, but I don't know. I would expect him to.
Because you could just grab him, right? Now, once you're designated for assignment, any team can grab him, and they don't have to give up anything to take him.
Correct. And I think they needed to make a spot on the 40-man roster, so that's why they designated him for assignment instead of just sending him down, because he did have an option left. But I don't know. It's hard for me to see a team claiming a guy who hasn't driven in a run since the end of April.
Hmm. Well, I mean, if you're going to nitpick that way, of course you're not going to take him. But if you look in the, you know, totality of things and the amount of excitement that he gave us over the course of the beginning of the season, I think you'd have a different opinion.
Yeah, there are probably very many afternoon drive radio shows in other cities that would be glad to have Merv pop up.
I was texting with Sylvie from ESPN Chicago, because he's the one, because he, you know, Sylvie, when Matt Mervis went on a tear at the beginning of the season, Sylvie texted me and he's like, I proclaimed this guy the next big thing and no one believed me last year. And then he was a bust for the Cubs. And when they traded him, he's like, I'm on the air going, we made a mistake getting rid of Mervis. So had this thing. And then when he got DFA'd this morning, I texted it right to Sylvie. He was the only guy who could commiserate properly with the emotions I was going through with losing Matt Mervis.
It's quite the bond you guys have.
Yeah, it's nice it's nice to have some commonality with one of your peers. Your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. And we are giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 shows coming up at, I Think, Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach, including Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, Kesha, Pantera, and more. If you want to enter to win, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. And if you want more info on how to see a show for just $30, go to LiveNation.com. Josh Appel is going to sit in with us and talk a little Panthers, and Chris Whittingham is going to join us this hour, and we'll have some fun up until 6 o'clock. Your initial thoughts, Appel? We know the opponent is the Edmonton Oilers. It's a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup. Makes us a little bit nervous because Connor McDavid is that good. As great as the Panthers look, how do you handicap this series?
I think it's going to be another long one. I don't think we're going to see 3-0 to 3-3. I think these teams will probably trade off games. If the Panthers can go up to Edmonton and get one, great. But if they don't, I'm not proclaiming this series over by any stretch. I think both teams, albeit Zach Hyman's going to miss the Stanley Cup final, but I think still, both teams are better now than they were last year. It's going to be another phenomenal series between these two teams. And I do wonder, though, you know, Stuart Skinner, the goalie for Edmonton, he had a pretty shaky start to the postseason, got benched for a while, came back, and he was arguably the best goalie in the playoffs. I don't know what Stuart Skinner, the Oilers, are bringing with them to the Stanley Cup final. So I think the Panthers have the advantage in goal. I think the Panthers are deeper on defense, and I still think they're deeper lines 1 through 4. But that doesn't matter when Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid are on the other side.
Right. You have deeper lines, but you have two just ultra superstars. Just out of curiosity, your thought, speaking of goalies, our friend Pete DeBoer benched the Dallas goalie with just 2 goals scored on him in the first period.
7 minutes in.
Albeit on two shots, two goals let in on 2 shots on goal. And he said after the game, I saw Pete DeBoer after the game, and he was like, yeah, this guy's lost 6 of 7 against Edmonton, and I needed to shake things up quickly. Were you shocked by that? And now looking back on it, did you think it was the right move or the wrong move?
Look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I know more about hockey than Paul Maurice's good friend Pete DeBoer, but I don't know how. Even despite Jake Oettinger's start to that game and the previous run against these Oilers the last 2 years in the playoffs, how you can go down an elimination game without your starting goalie, who has been one of the best goaltenders in all the NHL. Like, I don't know how.
Mark Messier ripped him. I was watching the broadcast last night, and Mark Messier ripped him.
Yeah, he said, look, that's a move you make in January when it's still the regular season and you're trying to shake up a game. Not when your backs are against the wall and you have to have this game. All the respect to Casey DeSmith. Sure, Casey's, I don't know if he is or not. He might not actually be a nice guy. But for this conversation, let's just assume Casey DeSmith's a nice guy. He's a backup. He has no business being in that game in that spot. I'd rather go down, if I'm the Stars, with Jake Oettinger giving up 10 goals in an elimination game than Casey DeSmith playing a single second.
Everybody's ripping him today. Everybody. And by the way, the 2 goals, it's 2 goals on 2 shots in 7 minutes. I realize why that's frustrating. Bro, it was 2 defensive mistakes that led to the goals. The second goal is a turnover, and it's a one-on-one against Oettinger. Like, don't blame him. Blame your team for putting them in that position. And then for the goal that Casey DeSmith gave up, the third goal, like, for Pete DeBoer to make that decision and then for that goal to go in is embarrassing. Like, he should have immediately went right back to Oettinger. I know you can't, but like, that was a brutal mistake. I don't know more hockey than Pete DeBoer hawk. I'll tell you right now, that was a dumbass decision that he made.
And then he throws him under the bus in the press conference like that. Like, you can say that without saying that, right?
It was pretty direct.
Because honestly, like, when DeBoer puts it that way, like, okay, like, maybe understand it, but...
Well, then maybe just don't start him then.
Right, and there's no universe where Casey DeSmith is a better option than Jake Oettinger, and you don't leave him out to dry in public the way that Pete DeBoer did. And I'll take it a step further. Yeah, did Jake Oettinger play great in the series? No. The Stars won 6-3 in game one of the series. After that, they scored 3-5 goals in the final 4 games of the series. So maybe not all Jake Oettinger's fault.
I will say, though, Solana, his opinions on goalkeeping, after the first 2 games of the Toronto series, he called for Sergei Bobrovsky to be benched. I have the text.
I think Solana's just reverse jinxing everything.
Well, everything he says does work out great if you're an actual fan of the team. So continue with your hot takes. In fact, let's do headlines with Solana here, because we'll talk with Whittingham this hour. We'll talk plenty of Panthers with Appel up until 5 o'clock. He's going to be with us till 5, and then we will forge ahead in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on our own as we get you ready for the weekend. Here are your headlines with Alejandro Solana.
He really did throw Oettinger under the bus. Like,
it was, but that, I mean, that it's a call that you see so rarely made in a game with that kind of gravity, where you can't get yourself out of that call once you've pulled the plug on that. Like, that's a permanent call for the rest of the game, unless somebody gets injured, I guess. Can you go back to the...
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can put it back. And there's nothing stopping you from it. And look, if he did this in game three of the series.
Okay, oh, could he have put him back in, period? Can you pull a goalie and then put him back in? Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
He stays on the bench. Yeah. Oh. If Pete DeBoer wanted to make that move earlier in the series, even, like, okay, fine. The Oilers did that with Calvin Pickard and Stuart Skinner earlier in the postseason. Doing it in an elimination game at home, 7 minutes into the game, the Panthers fell behind 2-0 after the first period. The second goal Bob gave up wasn't great. Should Paul Maurice have pulled Sergei Bobrovsky after that?
Well, it's one of the things I always say that I love this Paul Maurice. He's unflappable. Paul Maurice would never do that. Would never do that.
Not only would he never do that, he would just straight up predict what was going to happen after that, like he did in the clinching game in Carolina. I don't know. Have you guys talked about that sound yet?
The mic'd up thing? We haven't, but it's fantastic.
He goes,
Chucky's in his spot.
Chucky's in his spot, but he said at one point in there, you get one, we're going to get three. And they got the first one, immediately tied it, and then got a third in that period. Guy's awesome. I mean, come on.
Admittedly, I called for him to be fired 2 years ago.
Not me.
Yeah, you conveniently seem to forget about that every time you bring up my track record with the Panthers, by the way.
Literally just brought it up.
Well, he's trying to make this Liam Eichenberg thing happen, too. So maybe that's also...
All I'm saying, this gets twisted. All I'm saying about Liam Eichenberg is... He's not the worst player on the line that you've ever seen.
Well,
and so no, but the way people talk about Liam Eichenberg, it's like, oh, I see Liam Eichenberg out there, another lost season. And I'm like, what are we doing here? We're not going to feel that way 5 years from now.
Hawk, I'm pretty sure he consistently grades out as one of the worst linemen in the NFL.
Nah, I've seen worse linemen. Mark Colombo.
Oh, I almost called him Tony Colombo because I couldn't think of his name. That guy. Oh
that
my god.
That guy was
god.
Terrible.
Yeah. He was terrible.
You and I were both going through the Rolodex trying to get to Mark Colombo.
I'm like, Colombo, what's his first name? Is it Tony? Tony sounds like like a TV detective.
Because when I think of bad linemen, Dolphins linemen, I think of Jesse Davis. Like, that's where my mind goes immediately. But he genuinely was a serviceable lineman. Yeah. He just wasn't great at any position. So they just
Liam
consistently
Eichenberg
moved him.
Serviceable.
No.
Did you find out from somebody that he listens to the show or something? Is that what's happening here?
I'm just tired of everybody bashing Liam Eichenberg. Like, I mean... Get over yourselves. But people did. The example I was making was when we were talking about Aaron Ekblad. Like, people have done that with Ekblad. They don't do it anymore.
Okay, but Aaron Ekblad has a track record of being a really good player. Liam Eichenberg is not.
I bet he was in college.
Can't dispute that, I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Eichenberg, according to PFF, permitted only 2 sacks, but his 29 pressures were 21st most allowed among NFL guards.
That's not bad. 21st most? So 20 guards let their quarterback get pressured more than Liam Eichenberg, and he only allowed 2 sacks? What are we doing here with Liam Eichenberg?
Those were the good stats. Here are the bad stats. PFF ranked Eichenberg, I gave Hawk a little life there, 69th among 77 qualifying guards last season, 51st as a run blocker, and 67th as a pass blocker.
Yeah, but I mean, that has a little bit to do with Tim Boyle and Snoop Huntley and who's the other guy? Skylar Thompson.
We say all this. Wait till you watch this guy Larry Borum play this year. Just wait. Have you seen that guy in Chicago? Oh, who is the other offensive lineman that you guys were obsessed with for a hot minute? Little.
Oh, yeah. What was the guy's name?
Greg Little.
And Greg Little.
You'll Greg never Little. Believe this. Today is Greg Little's birthday.
Whoa! I mean, insert 595 joke.
Happy birthday, Greg Little. Turns 35 today.
How about that? I was obsessed with him for a hot minute.
Well, we were obsessed with the story that he was having trouble finding the facility. Was it that? He got lost in traffic?
He was like, how are you acclimating to the team? Something like that. And he's like, I'm still learning directions, you know, 595 and all that stuff. So it was something along those lines, except they weren't practicing in Davie anymore. So if he was on 595, he was in the wrong spot because they were practicing, you know, at Hard Rock, I think.
By the way, he turns 27, I think, not 35. I just Googled it.
How is it possible?
And also today's not his birthday. It's November 4th.
Are we talking about the same guy? So bad.
How is it possible? I have, of course, Greg Little, the wide receiver, as his birthday today. And I confused the two when I saw them on
what
NFL
receiver?
Birthday lists. Greg Lamar Little.
I have to tell you, your show sheets are so bad. They have not been updated in 5 years.
It's just today, not true, though. Just today, not true.
100% true, because we have the same mistakes every year because you copy and paste. Today is the 6-year anniversary of Eric Falero leaving this show.
No, it's not.
Today.
No, it's not. I will bet you any amount of money, paycheck to paycheck, Falero's last show was May 31st, 2019. May 31st is my birthday, which is why I remember Falero Day.
It's tomorrow. I don't have a show.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a show on the air tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, you want to talk about anniversaries? I remember.
I mean, the guy came out of the box like I was off by 8 months.
No, I mean, you're off.
I'm off by 9 hours for the sake of the show. I'm off by 9 hours.
Sorry.
So you think a celebrity birthday is Greg Lamar Little?
Greg Little. Played for the Cleveland Browns, Hawk. NFL player.
Yeah? Tell me a little about him.
His name's Greg.
Yeah. When's the last time you've updated a show sheet? Like the structure of it. Not the, you know what I mean? Like, I know you put in the guests every day and all that stuff, the commercials. Mm-hmm. But like, when's the last time you updated on this date or celebrity birthday?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been
a while. Yeah. 6 years?
And to be fair, Greg Little, the fact that there's two of them that played in the NFL and this one isn't our Greg Little, that's kind of out of my hands, if we're being 100% honest.
You know what? I'll give you that.
What do you mean out of his hands? He looked like he saw Greg Little's birthday somewhere, never bothered to check that it was our Greg Little.
Well, why would I check if he was Greg Little and he played in the NFL? I was like, oh, Greg Little's birthday. It made all the sense in the world, to be fair, Hawk.
I think of how cool it would have been if it was our Greg Little and we organically talking about him.
It could have been if you didn't type Greg Little into the Google.
No one would have known.
Nobody would have double checked it. And this would have been a fantastic moment. Hawk and I
can't believe he's only 27.
A lot of potential still, I feel like.
And here's the thing. Next year, May 30th, on my show sheet, celebrity birthdays, it's going to say Greg Lamar Little. I know what's going to happen. He's not going to remove Greg Little. He's going to notate that it's Greg Lamar Little.
I probably won't. We'll just celebrate Greg Little turning 36. Congrats. All right. Some major South Florida news. Flanagan's has announced two new locations. And this isn't an April Fool's joke, which did get me on April 1st, that they were opening up a location in South Dakota.
Like Billings, Montana. Yeah. And so kind of texts me in the morning. He's like, can you believe this? They're opening. Opening one in Montana. But now you know how he got the bamboozled by Greg Lamar Little's birthday.
I know this doesn't necessarily apply to either of you because you live north of the Dade County line, but Cutler Bay and Homestead are receiving Flanagan's location. So congratulations to those of you who live in Southwest Miami-Dade.
Yeah.
Or just Southern Miami-Dade.
Congratulations to them. We love Flanagan's, but like, is it really an announcement that they're just making a couple others in Miami? Like a big expansion announcement will be like, oh, we're going to Orlando. Oh, we're going to Tampa. Like enough with the, we're making one 20 minutes away from another store.
Interesting. It's not a bad take.
They did this, all this hullabaloo for this Homestead restaurant.
Good deal for people in Homestead though.
Okay, but the Homestead people can drive 20 minutes to go to a different Flanagan's.
Oh, that's convenient for you.
They really can't, bro.
Hmm.
Homestead is actually a lot farther. I think the closest one would be Kendall. And by the way, Kendall Flanagan's is as slammed already as it possibly can be. The three-hour wait every time I go to the Kendall Flanagan's on 88th. Like, this is huge. The people who live in Cutler Bay, Princeton, Gould's, they don't have to come up to Kendall anymore. They have two Flanagan's locations that they can go to now. This is,
by the way,
huge.
Steven Preciado pointing out you used to always confuse Garrett Cooper and Greg Cooper.
Man, he's so right about that too, man. But I'll still yell "Coop" for either one.
All right, wrap it up because I want to have enough time with Whittingham.
Champions League final, speaking of witty, tomorrow, Inter Milan versus PSG at 3 p.m. And Inter Miami does host Columbus tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is hot, 90 degrees right now. Feels like it's hotter. Somebody sent me a screenshot of their weather app. I think it was Mike on Twitter. Feels like 101 in South Miami right now. So yeah,
it's not out there.
It's blazing today. That's your weather.
Chris Whittingham is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Happy birthday, Greg Little.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Feel like Jimmy might be taking a little shot at Chris Whittingham here by playing the song Mr. Vain, as if Whittingham is Mr. Vain. It's a great song, though. This is a banger. Culture Beat is the artist. Anyway, Chris Whittingham is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS season pass on Apple TV. Inter Miami hosts Columbus Crew tomorrow night, Chase Stadium. That match will be live on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV starting at 7:30. Witty will be part of CBS's coverage of the UEFA Champions League final. Game is tomorrow, 3 p.m. PSG take on Inter Milan in Munich. And you can watch it on CBS and Paramount Plus. Hello, Witty.
Hello. I felt like I felt bad for letting you die on the vine there with your bit about the song that we came in with. Feels like something that is very Miami. That would have been playing on Power 96 in 1989 is what that song was for me.
Culture Beat. That was a big hit song. That was a nationwide hit song, Mr. Vain by Culture Beat. You all are probably too young for it, except me and Jimmy. Me and Jimmy were around. We were at the club. We were like the Night at the Roxbury guys, me and Jimmy. Moving our head to that song.
That song came out in 93. Somehow it sounds older.
It's a great song.
Before we talk about Inter Miami, I want to talk about the Club World Cup for a second. How big and how well received has the Club World Cup been? We're a couple weeks from it getting underway.
It's actually been fairly terribly received by the football world. I think there is this kind of idea, what do we need this for? What do we need another tournament for? The big conversation in the world of soccer in the last 2 or 3 years has been, there are so many competitions. There are so many games. You mentioned the Champions League final. One of the participants in the Champions League final is Inter Milan. They've already played 59 competitive games this season, and they're going to the Club World Cup in 2 weeks. So they're, by the end of this season, we'll have played something like 62 to 66 games from the start of the club season all the way through. Obviously, they have a squad for it, but in soccer, that is a lot. And so I think there is definitely this idea that maybe we are playing too much. At the same time, if you just sort of ask me, what do I think of it? On the merits, I think it's a great idea. What is the best club team in the world? That's what we're attempting to solve. You qualify by winning your continental competition. In South America, it's Libertadores. In North America, it's the CONCACAF Champions Cup. In Europe, it's the UEFA Champions League. And they've kind of filled it out with some of the other big teams from each of the big footballing nations in Europe. So I'm really excited, but really the only way to get the excitement going is, one, when the big teams play each other, which we'll see throughout the group stage and certainly into the knockout rounds, and also if any of the teams outside of Europe can beat one of the teams from Europe. I think that's really the biggest thing that needs to happen.
How important is it to a team, a club like Inter Miami, and do they have any chance to do anything in the Club World Cup?
I mean, it is fairly odds against for a team like Inter Miami, just on a talent level. I mean, they start with an Egyptian team called Al Ahly, which we've actually seen Al Ahly beat Seattle Sounders at the kind of previous incarnation of this tournament before. But you look at the group that Miami is in, they're playing Porto, one of the best teams from Portugal, and Palmeiras, one of the best teams from Brazil. It would be a good achievement for them to get out of the group. They play two home games. They play home against Al Ahly at Hard Rock Stadium and home against Palmeiras at Hard Rock as well. But those will be huge victories if they can get them. And I think when you ask the question, how big is this tournament? I think for, like I said, any club outside of Europe, you're trying to kind of prove your standard. You're trying to prove that you can be of the level of any of the other teams in the competition. Can you go and beat one of the big teams? And I think for the league, for example, for MLS, you have Seattle and you have Miami, and there's a chance on Saturday that LAFC could join as well. For any of those clubs, it's, can you represent, can you carry the flag for MLS and go beat one of these teams in a competitive game and say, we are a league that's good enough to be at this level? So I think that's kind of what Miami is doing going into this tournament. They'll play one more MLS game tomorrow, and then they'll have 2 weeks off before the Club World Cup starts. And the goal is basically don't embarrass the league and basically prove that the league is on a upper trajectory.
But Woody, when you think about not just the Inter Miami, but MLS as a whole, and then teams from South America, teams from around the world, in the previous structure of the tournament, you felt like there were teams like Estudiantes who almost beat Barcelona in 2009, which is one of the best Barca teams ever. And then I think Corinthians beat Chelsea in 2012. You felt like the structure, because of the limited amount of games, they could actually compete against these top clubs. Now that it's stretched out, do you feel like that's possible anymore? The reality is the amount of games, top clubs are just going to be better.
And I think the other thing too, Solana, in kind of figuring out this equation, is there's a lot of money on the line. If you go all the way to the final and win, the winner gets something like $100 million in prize money. And that actually is, I believe,
for the Club World Cup?
For the Club World Cup. FIFA decided we're going to put a lot of energy and effort into this. And so there is $1 billion in prize money available to all 32 teams. As a matter of fact, I mentioned that playoff that LAFC is playing against Club America tomorrow. The winner, by virtue of getting a place in the Club World Cup group stage, gets $9.5 million. Just for entering the tournament before you've done anything, you've made $9.5 million. And so that, I think, is the biggest thing, is you're going to see the big clubs take this seriously, because a lot of clubs in major European football are trying to make ends meet or trying to get another player so they can go into the transfer market and buy another one or two players. And I think that's such a big part of this. So yeah, for the South American teams to go up against the major European teams, it will be an upset anytime any one of those clubs lose, even if it's a Porto or a Chelsea that maybe aren't at the highest end of European soccer right now.
Inter Miami tomorrow, Chase Stadium. Messi, Suarez both had goals in the previous game. We're back. All our concerns are allayed.
I mean, I don't know if that's quite the case. They gave up two more goals as well in the game to one of the worst teams in the league. They're still having issues defensively. They had another injury get two defenders get injured in the game, and Jordi Alba and Tomas Avila. So they've, I believe, are down three defenders going into this game on Saturday against Columbus. But it is good at least to see Messi doing Messi things. His first goal was an absolute missile from outside of the area. Lovely combination play for the fourth goal. That was Miami's. And Suarez, sorry, Solana, has been one of the down parts of this Miami team this season. He has not scored goals like would have been expected. Was a 20-goal score last season, and he hasn't delivered that level this season. So the fact that he is now getting involved in the goals again, I think, is a really positive sign for Miami, because for better or for worse, these are the guys. These are the guys that have to deliver for you week in and week out. And if they aren't, you'll see results like we've seen recently, where they lost 3-0 at home to Orlando. At the very least, they're getting in the goals, though. They scored four against Montreal. They came from behind to get the 3-3 draw with Philly, and then they scored three as well against San Jose. So at least they're scoring goals right now. Defense is still a big concern.
Witty, you mentioned the injuries to the back line. We've talked before about how they're kind of lacking some quality in the midfield. Where do you think in the transfer window they're going to try and address these things, and how much flexibility do they have?
Well, they do have a transfer window coming up here. So before the Club World Cup, they will open the transfer window for 10 days to bring players in. The latest rumor has them linked with actually a forward player, a wide player named Brian Rodriguez, who plays for Club America. He actually used to play for LAFC and is incredibly fast. I think that's kind of one of the things that's missing in the attack. When you have Suarez and you have Messi and you have Busquets, not a lot of pace in the team. So they got to figure out ways to get actual game-breaking speed to get that sort of vertical threat along with the creativity. But they do have a fair bit of flexibility. I think they kind of held their powder dry a little bit. They were going to go for Angel Di Maria, who is another one of Lionel Messi's longtime friends. He actually went back to South America for his hometown club, Rosario Central. So he won't be coming, but he's 38. I'm not certain he solves the problem that Miami are trying to solve right now. So I think they're looking for youthful legs, I would imagine, and probably another defender, just because the ones that they bought didn't really work out. So they have a little bit of flexibility here. The transfer window will open on Monday for them to go and sign a player or two before the World Cup. And there is also this lingering rumor out there that Cristiano Ronaldo wants to sign for a team that is going to the Club World Cup. It doesn't really make sense for him to come to Miami given the rivalry, but we think we'll see him somewhere before this tournament begins, because he didn't qualify through his Saudi team, Al Nassr. So there is this idea that he wants to go play for a team that'll be at this tournament in the U.S.
Solana, he took a shot at Suarez, but there was some good Uruguayan soccer news this week, wasn't there? Didn't you share with me that Messi and...
Messi and Suarez created a team. The Brian Rodriguez news happens to include Uruguay as well, because Brian is from Uruguay, playing in Mexico right now, even though he's...
What was this team that they created? I saw a headline about the team that they created, but what is it?
LSM. So they're going to play in the fourth division of Uruguay, and it's LSM, Luis Suarez and Messi together creating that team.
Wow.
That's the name that they're using? LSM?
Yeah, LSM. Why is that so shocking?
All about me with the two of them.
I mean, it's a little cutesy, no?
I feel like you would come up with a name that the initials end up being LSM, but it's not Luis Suarez and Messi.
Right.
You know, how does Luis Suarez get the first two letters and both his first and last name?
Well, it's his team. And Messi, I don't know.
I believe Messi also has an L in his first name, so you could say
good
that.
Point.
Good point.
Good point.
just playing it out in my head.
but also, it does feel like one where Suarez probably came up to him in the dressing room and was like, hey, I'm thinking about you got a couple mil to invest in this team. And I feel like Messi probably has very minimal involvement, I would guess.
You probably don't need a couple mil to make a team in Uruguay. The four of us might be able to make a team out in Uruguay. You probably see a couple grand.
Why are you excluding Jimmy? Why are you excluding Jimmy from the creation of this team here? Jimmy, you got $20 to throw into this thing?
I'll go to the bank really quick. I'll be right back.
I'm going to text my father-in-law in the capital.
Deportivo LSM. Deportivo LSM.
No, I want to call it Uruguayan Fusion. Whittingham, what is the best Dairy Queen Blizzard flavor?
It's Oreo for me. I'm a big time Oreo guy. Cookies and cream is kind of my sweet spot.
Like a Blizzard should be more exciting than just a traditional cookies and cream? You know what I mean?
That's fair. I'll be on. Like, it just none of the other options really appeal to me that much. I'm not really a Heath Bar guy. Not really a Reese's guy. So there just aren't a lot of options there. So when I walk into the window, I think I've had one blizzard in my life.
What?
Yeah. Really?
And it was recently. There was a Dairy Queen.
Are you a McFlurry guy?
Yes. Yeah. Love a McFlurry. Love a
now
McFlurry.
Why would you side towards a McFlurry other
because
than a
I'm
blizzard?
Usually going to McDonald's for something else. I'm going to McDonald's for something else, and then I'll get a McFlurry. Whereas for Dairy Queen, you're going to Dairy Queen for that thing.
That's the part that I always have such a problem with, because if you go to McDonald's, you're not going to order dessert while you're ordering your meal. You know what I mean? And you're not eating at McDonald's, are you?
No, but usually, like, I used to go to the McDonald's by the old radio station, the old QAM 790, the ticket building, all the time. By the time you get back, you have your meal, and then your dessert's there waiting for you. Maybe you pop it in the fridge while you're waiting to eat it, but like you're usually there for something else. I feel like I very rarely went to Dairy Queen to sit down and have ice cream.
It's a special trip. Who's in the mood for ice cream?
For me, let's go to like DQ. I was more of like a Cold Stone guy. I wasn't like let's go to the Dairy Queen.
Sounds like Woody needs to try the banana blizzard. Maybe that'll change his opinion a little bit.
I mean, truly the worst flavor ever ordered.
That's what you got for Cuño, yeah?
Yeah, it was for Cuño. So, and I think, Appel, what'd you get? The Reese's
did
peanut butter cup?
Reese's. He did eat it.
Two bites.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Two bites. Four bites more blizzard than he's had since
the
college.
Worst 80 calories that he's put in his body in the last year.
No, it was healthy. It had bananas in it. It was healthy.
Chris Whittingham, he will be part of CBS's coverage tomorrow. UEFA Champions League final, 3 p.m. CBS and Paramount Plus. And again, Inter Miami hosts Columbus Crew tomorrow at Chase Stadium. If you're lucky enough to have tickets, get the brownies. But tomorrow, Inter Miami, Columbus Crew, that match will be on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV starting at 7:30.
How are we letting him off the hook here with the Panthers making a Stanley Cup final for the third consecutive year after he denounced his fandom? How are we letting him off the hook here?
Of what hook? What hook?
Oh, this guy. Loser.
Thank you, Whittingham.
Thank you, guys.
Here you go, Chris Whittingham.
Go Oilers.
We'll take a break. How dare you? You are out of line, sir. You are out of line. That didn't make it over the air, did it, Jimmy?
Unfortunately, it did.
Yeah.
Dump button.
All right. We'll see you. 4 o'clock hours coming next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Anyone see a big fancy car at the KFC driving? Could be messy.
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.